Thank you for calling the Friends of Wildlife Hotline for squirrels, chipmunks, and other small rodents. If you have rescued a small animal, please keep it warm and quiet.
There are hotlines like these set up all over the country. There are bunny hotlines, woodchuck hotlines, you name it, and there's a volunteer hotline for it. The woman who answers the possum hotline is Patty Roman. She volunteers in Michigan. She has a basement full of baby possums.
Well, ma'am usually has 13 babies. So if you get a weekend where two or three or four moms are hit, I will get a lot of babies in a few days.
She says possums get hit by cars a lot. They love to eat roadkill, and they'll just sit there in the middle of the road, staring at your headlights. Possums are marsupials, like kangaroos, except they don't hop out of the way. Like kangaroos, they keep their babies in their pouches. When a mom gets hit, a lot of times the babies will survive. Someone will find the babies and call the possum hotline. Patty Roman says she's had up to 100 baby possums in her basement at one time. She puts gloves on before she pulls a possum out of its terrarium. I don't know if you know possums, but they look like a huge, hairy rat on its worst day. But this baby possum is kind of cute. He's giving us this sharp-toothed little grin. It's a I'll-rip-your-hand-off kind of grin.
He's doing the alligator gape right now, but he's not biting me, but he is trying to scare me.
That mouth full of sharp teeth is your first clue that possums just want to be left alone. And then if your dog chases after one, the possum might play dead. Then it'll get up and waddle off when you're not looking. Patty Roman takes care of the possums until they're a few months old. Then she takes them into the woods and lets them go. She says wildlife is always better off in the wild. But she says she does get criticized for interfering with nature.
A possum who gets hit by a car is not supposed to die. It has nothing to do with natural selection. And if we can help, I think we should.
But some scientists debate that. Jim Harding is a wildlife specialist at Michigan State University.
I think the majority of rehabilitation efforts is often just based on a human need to, you know, care for things. It isn't really related to conservation unless you're dealing with a very rare species.
Harding says rehabbing some types of common animals can actually make things worse. For example, he says there are so many raccoons that they can wipe out a lot of birds because they eat their eggs. But Patty Roman says she really feels like she's doing the right thing. She spent 18 years at the Humane Society rescuing dogs and cats, but she never knew for sure that those animals would be placed in good homes.
When you call to check on the animal a year later, it's been given away or has run away or has accidentally been killed. And it was breaking my heart. And after a while, I thought, you know, I think I enjoy doing the wild animals because when they're ready to go, I'm not dependent on people anymore. It feeds my soul. It really does. I do this, and I feel very, very good every morning that I can save a life.
She says when she lets the possums go, they don't look back. They just take off into the woods. And even if that little possum ends up getting eaten by a fox, Roman says that's okay because at least that's natural. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.